What happens when a renowned food writer decides to explore the frontier of consciousness? In the summer of 1943, Swiss chemist Albert Hofmann accidentally absorbed a tiny amount of LSD through his fingertips, triggering history's first acid trip, a cascade of extraordinary shapes with intense kaleidoscopic play of colors that transformed not just his afternoon, but eventually Western consciousness itself. This accidental discovery revolutionized brain science, inspired new approaches to therapy, and fueled the counterculture before being driven underground by moral panic. Now, these substances are experiencing a scientific renaissance that may hold keys to understanding consciousness itself and treating our most intractable mental health conditions. The year 2006 marked a turning point for psychedelic research. In Basel, Switzerland, LSD discoverer Albert Hofmann celebrated his 100th birthday surrounded by scientists and mystics who honored his accidental discovery. That same year, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously protected a religious group's right to use ayahuasca as sacrament, creating the first significant legal pathway for psychedelic use since Prohibition. Most consequentially, Johns Hopkins researcher Roland Griffiths published a landmark paper demonstrating that psilocybin could reliably occasion mystical experiences with profound personal meaning. Griffiths was an unlikely champion, a straight-arrow scientist who had built his reputation studying caffeine. After experiencing a funny kind of awakening through meditation in his 50s, his growing interest in the mystery of consciousness made conventional research seem hollow. Behind this revival stood visionaries like Bob Jesse, a former Oracle executive transformed by a high-dose LSD experience, and Rick Doblin, founder of MAPS, who strategically rebuilt psychedelic research infrastructure after decades of prohibition. Modern psychedelic research uses synthetic psilocybin pills, adhering to pharmaceutical standards while departing from its indigenous roots, where mushrooms were considered sacred teachers. The Western discovery occurred in 1955 when banker R. Gordon Wasson joined a Mexican mushroom ceremony led by curandera Maria Sabina. His Life magazine article sparked public interest, and through his specimens, Albert Hofmann isolated psilocybin and psilocin to create the synthetic version. By 1960, when Timothy Leary encountered psilocybin, LSD research was already established. The field gained prominence after Cary Grant's 1959 endorsement of LSD therapy, where he credited it for his happiness. Two therapeutic approaches emerged: psycholytic therapy, frequent low doses with psychoanalytic interpretation, and psychedelic therapy, single high doses with minimal intervention. The latter, developed in Saskatchewan, focused on spiritual breakthrough rather than psychological insight. Al Hubbard, a former bootlegger turned Catholic mystic, advanced the field by establishing research centers and introducing psychedelics to influencers. Through Myron Stolaroff, these substances reached early Silicon Valley, spreading via Stuart Brand's Whole Earth Network and helping reshape perceptions of computers as personal empowerment tools. A moral panic halted American psychedelic research within 5 years of its emergence. Timothy Leary's provocative stance contributed, though the substance's powerful nature made backlash likely. By 1966, Sandoz withdrew LSD, and the FDA ended nationwide research. The field's revival has been remarkable. By 2015, Johns Hopkins had 20 researchers studying various applications, achieving an 80% success rate in smoking cessation and unprecedented results in treating cancer-related anxiety. Psilocybin's natural occurrence raises evolutionary questions. Its concentration in mushroom caps suggests a unique purpose beyond defense. Animals may have sought these mushrooms for consciousness-altering effects, potentially enhancing perception at low doses or acting as a depatterning factor during environmental challenges, as ethnobotanist Giorgio Samorni suggests. The psychedelic underground consists of about 200 professionals, therapists, physicians, clergy, and human potential practitioners who facilitate healing work with these substances. Despite legal risks, they maintain professional standards through shared resources like a code of ethics for spiritual guides and a collaborative wiki. Their Guidelines for Voyagers and Guides captures essential wisdom, providing thorough preparation, including flight instructions with mantras like trust, let go, be open, TLO. They follow established traditions, creating structured containers for these experiences. Music plays a crucial role in creating immersive spaces during journeys. Participants often encounter family members with deep compassion and receive seemingly simple yet profound insights like love is everything through the emotionally heightened experience. A psilocybin journey typically begins with ego dissolution, where consciousness scatters and a different awareness emerges, unbounded and unperturbed. The deepest experiences involve complete merger with what feels like the fundamental ground of being. Classical psychedelics bind to serotonin receptor 5-HT2A in the human cortex. At Imperial College London, Robin Carhard-Harris's research revealed that psilocybin actually decreases brain activity, particularly in the default mode network, DMN, rather than increasing it as expected. The DMN, discovered in 2001, connects the cerebral cortex to structures involved in memory and emotion. It activates during mental downtime, when we daydream, ruminate, or self-reflect, acting as the brain's orchestra conductor to maintain order among neural systems. Decreased DMN activity correlates with ego dissolution experiences, where self-world boundaries dissolve, the hallmark of mystical states. Brain scans of experienced meditators show similar DMN quieting, suggesting multiple paths to transcendent experiences. When the DMN's control weakens, limbic areas governing emotion and memory become more active. The DMN typically acts as a reducing valve, filtering information reaching consciousness to what's survival relevant. But its decreased activity allows normally inaccessible material to surface during psychedelic experiences. For those facing death, psychedelics can help find renewed purpose. Patrick Metis, a terminal cancer patient in an NYU psilocybin study, spent his final 17 months living fully rather than fearing death. His wife noted his enhanced appreciation for simple moments, while hospital staff were drawn to his radiating presence and wisdom, even in his final days. In addiction treatment, Matthew Johnson at Johns Hopkins found psychedelics can reset mental patterns by breaking down rigid self-perception, allowing more adaptive narratives to emerge. For depression, an Imperial College study showed remarkable results. All 12 participants with treatment-resistant depression improved within a week, with two-thirds becoming depression-free and six maintaining remission after 6 months. Patients reported moving from disconnection to renewed emotional access. The 2017 Psychedelic Science Conference in Oakland, with over 3,000 attendees from 25 countries, marked a milestone as former heads of major psychiatric institutions signaled mainstream acceptance of psychedelic research. New therapeutic models are emerging. Bob Jesse envisions church-like settings with experienced guides, while Julie Holland proposes mental health clubs combining medical care with community. MAPS and USONA Institute are developing therapist training programs alongside indigenous groups preserving traditional practices. Carhart-Harris's entropic brain theory proposes psychedelics increase brain entropy, enabling fluid cognition. While the ordered adult brain efficiently processes information, this can lead to rigid patterns. Many psychological disorders may stem from excessive order, often tied to overactive default mode network activity. Psychedelics reveal that ordinary consciousness is one of many possible states. Research shows high-dose sessions can trigger mystical experiences rivaling spiritual epiphanies. Though immediate effects like heightened awareness eventually fade, they forge new mental pathways. Most importantly, psychedelics dissolve the subject-object barrier, suggesting a broader understanding of consciousness.